USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue crews found four more victims in the rubble of the collapsed Florida condominium tower Monday as thunderstorms threatened the area late in the afternoon. The death toll now stands at 28. The additional discoveries coming after the portion of the building that had remained standing after the initial collapse was demolished Sunday night. 117 residents remain unaccounted for. Rescuers say they plan on continuing through any inclement weather, only stopping for lightning in the area. And a criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who used the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,000 businesses could be affected. The group Revil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will travel to Guatemala Tuesday to meet with members of the Guatemalan government, a month after Vice President Kamala Harris made the same trip as part of her duties to try to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. border. Former Acting ICE Director Ron Vitello says that working with the Northern Triangle countries is good, but won't stop the surge. He tells Fox News that the root cause of the surge is the reversal of Trump-era policies.
I suppose there's potential there, but the root cause of this surge that's on the border and this uncontrolled pipeline is the reversal of the policies that were allowing people to wait in Mexico for their asylum claims, the accords with the Northern Triangle about asylum reforms. The root cause of this problem, the root cause of the chaos, is because they reverse those policies. Now, working with Guatemala, working with the Northern Triangle on governance and anti-corruption activities, that's all good and well and good, but that's not going to stop the surge that's occurring on the border right now. We've encouraged people to send or bring their children to the border, and the root cause of the chaos is the reversal of these policies.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some health experts argue that conflicting messages over mask wearing and fully vaccinated people are causing confusion in a critical stage of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only 3 deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with 1 death over the entire week. So if you are in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says most COVID restrictions in England will be lifted later this month. Johnson said face mask requirements and social distancing rules would be scrapped on July 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.